1950s, the shipping got slow, so that's when I filed for taking the Staten Island Ferry Oilers exam. And then I got on another ship, as oiler, and then I got promoted to junior engineer, and then the Korean War started. I came home just to say goodbye to my mother and father, and they said, gee, here's something from the draft board. I looked at it, ah, they want me to report. I think it was 2 days later. So I said, well, I could go and just say, you know, not say anything, but next thing, probably the FBI would maybe pick me up down in Mobile, because we would sometimes stop in Mobile, Alabama, bananas, you know. So I said, all right. So I told the engineer, and he told the captain. They said, all right, if you want to get off, get off. So I got off. So I was fortunate in the Army. I spent the 2 years. I was in a year and a half in Germany. So to me, it was like a big vacation. I didn't have to go to Korea. And what I was doing there, I was supposed to repair gun control instruments. Fortunately, we didn't have any, so... All right, Gabe. So I ended up being the golfer for in the Army. Mailman, yeah. Troop information and education, NCO, money handler. Any job that they say, well, George, you take care of. Okay.
So you wound up in post-war Germany? And
yes, that was 1950, 51, 52, 18 months.
Yeah.
Germany was in fairly good shape by that time, especially because we were inland, way down in, I'll call it Bavaria, I don't think it was, but they didn't have that much war damage. It wasn't like the big major cities in like Bremen and Bremerhaven, so no, it was nice. I was able to do some trips on, you know, furloughs, so I did that in Italy, Spain.